Oh, thank you, thank you. God is so good. Oh, Father, we just, here I am with my shofar. Since I didn't blow it on Sunday, I'm like, you know me. Yeah. Thank you, Father, for this time. We just lift your holy name, and I thank you, God, that you just move me out of the way and you take over. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is alive. It is alive to just allow us to know that you are here, God, that you are within us. We thank you for that. We thank you for your word, and we thank you as it goes forth that you prepare our hearts and our ears to receive what you have for us so that we can truly be doers of the word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Oh, you know, I have Joel playing because of the message that I have. It's just the Lord, you know, me and my, I want this, and I thought I was going to talk about be present in his presence. Isn't that a cool message? You know, and I was going to bring like a present, and you know, and I was, and God said, no, that's for you. You need to be present in my presence, because I like multitask in my mind. You know, it was funny because they talked about multitasking, and I was like, Pastor talked about it. I'm like, uh-oh. But anyway, I know that we need to do things excellent, so no multitasking for me. I'm going to just go right into the word. And the message tonight that the Lord had put on my heart to share was walking worthy of your calling, the spirit versus the flesh, spirit versus flesh. And I know that when we hear calling, most people think it's like, oh, well, I'm not a pastor. Oh, well, I'm not, you know, an evangelist. Oh, I'm not a prophet. You know, these gifts of the offices that are mentioned in the Bible. But no, we are all called. We are all called. You are called. You do have a calling. We are all called. And the main calling we have is to imitate Christ, to live life like God. And that is our main calling. That is what we were called to do. We were called to live on this earth and represent Christ, because the only way he is alive is through us. And if the world can't see that Christ is living through us, come on, then we aren't walking worthy of our calling. We're not doing what God has asked us to do. So I get pretty excited. I was going to wear this t-shirt that says, shut the flesh up, right? And I'm a Pastor Venetia. I love it. And she even has a book and a hat. I have the whole getup. I have the hat, the t-shirt, you know. And it's because it has to remind me. I don't know if you, I'm one of those ones that when you see me wearing certain things, it's for a reason. There's a purpose. And it's because I have to remind myself to shut the flesh up, because I know that it likes to brew and come out. But we'll get into that. But you know, first Ephesians 4:1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called. You know, the word says many are called, few are chosen. So many are called. We're all called. And we're all chosen in Hope Community. I know we're chosen. We're a chosen generation. We're a chosen people. We're a chosen holy priesthood. We are going to do mighty work for the kingdom. We are doing mighty work. It's happening now. We can see it. We can see the fire. And I always talk about the fire, fire, fire. And I'm like, okay, God, so we're going to get to that too. Because he reminded me that to be a good soldier, I love pastors. Come on, his series that he's on right now, it's awesome. You know, I just keep remembering what the, you know, our mouth is the biggest weapon. And, you know, we have to remember. And what he says, what God had put in my heart is, to be a good soldier, we have to remember our training. Okay, remember your training. And our training is every Sunday when we come, we get equipped. Monday through Friday, if you're watching the devotionals, you're getting trained up. And I was thinking about soldiers and the different category, you know, boot camp, you know, when they're, oh my God, they are tortured kind of, you know, and they go through a lot at boot camp. And that's kind of like when we first become born again. We kind of like, we're not certain. We kind of want to do the things right, but then we want to play in the world, and we're kind of tossed and turned. But then once God gets a hold of us, you know, I heard a cool thing that somebody said today. It was, you are saved when you believe in God. You are transformed when you think like God. And I'm like, oh, that's a good one, huh? I was like, oh, I like that one. I'm taking that one. You know, and we have to remember, we have to think like God to truly be transformed. You can believe in God, But if you're not thinking like him, and you're like thinking like him, Laura, but his ways are higher than my ways. It was even what Pastor was talking about that today, and how we take things out of content and we only read certain portions and things like that. No, the Holy Spirit lives in us. He gives us that power. To be a good soldier, we have to remember all that we've been trained to do, all that the Word is instructing us to do. And we have to remember that we're all under construction. And that's the one thing that I keep reminding myself. God is sanctifying us through and through to holiness, but it's still a work in progress. Don't be so hard on yourself. And we have to give each other a break. If you see someone that isn't where you're at, holy moly, purity and all that, well, good for you. You know, I always say, you be you, boo. You know, because I know that I don't judge anybody, because I used to be that kind of person. I was so religious. Oh, my goodness. I used to do the law. Well, you're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do that, and you're supposed to do this. No, you're supposed to love. You're supposed to accept. You're supposed to, and I know there's injustice and there's things going on, but we're supposed to love. Love, love, love. When you truly think like God, your heart just transforms. You want to love more. You want to. It just happens. It's amazing. And, you know, God's finished work in us. If he had already finished it, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't. We'd be home with the Lord. And so since we're all here, we have to remember that we're a masterpiece being made. And that's what I tell people. I'm a masterpiece. Like, I don't know. I tell my kids that I'm always saying some off-the-wall things. And they're like, okay, Mom. You know? And it's just we have to remind ourselves who we are. And if we don't continue to keep the Word first in front in our mind, in our mouth, it's not going to go forth. Matthew 3:11 says, This is John the Baptist. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. We all have repented of our sins. We've all said, God, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to turn away from it. Repentance is not going back to it. Repentance isn't just saying, I'm sorry, I'm doing it, and then do it again. And I'm sorry I did, and do it again. You know, I mean, we do. I know I do sometimes. I do things that I, why do I go there? And then I'm like, I'm so sorry. No, I won't go there ever again, God. And there I am. 3 days later, you know, I'm like, oops, sorry, you know, and I'm like, here I am, I repented of that, you know, and I mean, we all have our journey, but God says that, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. There's the fire. And I'm like, okay, because I talk about the fire all the time. I'm like, okay, God, where? And God, right there, John the Baptist said that when Jesus comes, he's going to baptize you with, you're going to be saved, but then you're going to have the Holy Spirit. But then what's this fire thing going on, right? You know, it's like, that's, wow, there's a lot going on there. You receive Jesus, you're born again, and then he baptizes you with the Holy Spirit, and then you're filled with fire. Okay. So is it working? Are you on fire? Can you feel the fire? Are you, let me ignite it. You know, and Jesus says in John 3:5-7, Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, born of water and spirit. That's what it says. And see, I always said it's born again. And right here it says, most assuredly, I'm like, read the scripture, Laura. Is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said what I said to you, or that I said to you. You must be born again. There's the born again. Well, spirit, water and spirit, we need to be born. So water, you know, that's little mommy's tummy in water, but we need to be born of the Spirit. So my question to you, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? And a lot of times people say, you know that you're baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues, but it's okay if you don't speak in tongues. You don't have
to speak in tongues to have the Spirit. That's my religious way. That's my old way. Oh, you don't speak in tongues, and you must not be filled with the Holy Spirit. No, that's a lie. That's not what it says. It doesn't say that. And so what the word says is that, but Jesus is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So I don't know about you. I want everything Jesus got to give, don't you? I'm like, give me. And if you're going to give me some fire, woo-hoo, I'm going to be hot. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, because I'm talking about for the Lord. I'm talking about, I mean, I know there's times when you're kind of not feeling it. I don't know if you ever get in those little slumps where I don't hear God, and I'm just like, You know, it's one of those, I'm not going to go to church today, you know, and then it's like I come, and it's like, you know, but it's I don't understand why I get in those little slumps, and then God says, ignite your fire. You need to call someone, get encouraged, read my word, worship, ignite, keep the fire burning. You need to burn that fire, because you need to know that, like Pastor George said, Jesus is coming back sooner than we think. And so we have to remember that we have to keep that fire burning. John said he was going to come and baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. So I want to make sure that Hope Community is on fire for the Lord. We're ablaze. I mean, the people can see this fire from anywhere. They can feel it when they're in the room with us. I mean, I like to be an atmosphere changer. That's what I say. I'm an atmosphere changer. When I enter that room, everybody's going to know that Jesus just came in the room. You know, and I mean, it's just not because of who I am, but because of who he is. And, you know me and the benefits. I always want to know, like, okay, what are my rewards? I know, I'm like, I'm one of those ones that have all the little rewards at the different markets. And, you know, sorry, but hey, if it's free, give it to me. You know, hey. But you know what? I'm blessed. And that's just, I don't know. But I don't know why. My mind always goes, well, what's the benefit, God, of knowing that we have the Holy Spirit? I mean, if we're back, we can just be baptized with the Holy Spirit and live life not even knowing it, right? I'm like, but what is the benefit of knowing it? What is the benefit of walking in it? What is the benefit of being on fire for the Lord? And I'm like, okay. And God says, not besides going to heaven when we die. Okay, is that all you're going to live for? Is so you can go to heaven when you die? Live, just exist, you know, live life? No, you want to live heaven on earth. You want to live on fire for the Lord. You want to get God's blessings now, the windows of heaven. He pours in abundance. He multiplies whatever you give. He's a God that is amazing. It's just, wow, I'm amazed that he's willing. He's a daddy that always wants to bless. You know, your natural daddy, they want to provide. They're providers. That's what you men are, the providers, right? And they always want to be the ones that take care of and solve the problems. And they want to be the ones that, like, make everything okay. You know, it's okay. It's going to be okay. You know, and that's our daddy up there in heaven. He wants to let you know it's all going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You know, and better than okay, it's going to be blessed. But we have something to do about it. We have something to our part. And our part is our choices, our what we're, you know, how we think, what we're believing. So my first point is the benefits of being filled and led by the Holy Spirit. A, being a child of God. It says, Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. And I put in parentheses, children of God, because that's what NLT said. Children of God. This is New King James Version. But it's basically men and all of us. We are children. But it says, if you are led by the Spirit. So not only is God asking you to be filled, he's asking you to be led. And are you led by the Spirit? How often do you inquire within? I've been, there was this monk, I forget his he practiced the presence of God 24/7. every day, all day. And all he did was cook and clean. But he talked about the presence. And he wrote this little book. And it was written in the 1800s. And I remember reading it. And now I'm hearing it multiple times. And I'm like, do I need to read that again, God? And he was talking about practicing being in his presence, about talking to him all the time. And just being in God's presence. You're like, oh, I can't. What do you mean? It's just everything that you do, do unto the Lord. Everything that you think it unto the Lord. I mean, it can happen. I used to think, because there's a scripture that talks about every word that you speak, let it be encouraging. And it's like, how could you, everything you say be encouraging? Well, if you're not going to say a thing encouraging, then don't say nothing. Right? I mean, just if it's not a good thing to say, don't say it, like my mama said. You don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it. And, you know, that was good advice, because especially with pastors talking about our weapon being, we've got to remember that it really does matter what we're saying. And if you're led by the Spirit, you're going to speak what the Spirit has you speak. And like, even when I, for this time, I asked the Holy Spirit, I need to know what to teach. I need to know what to share. I need to know what message. I call it all kinds of things, right? And God just puts in my heart what I need. What the Lord says, you need to be led by the Spirit right now, Laura. And I said, okay, God, lead me, show me, and he will. I'm telling you, he is an amazing God. He answers prayers. He does miraculous things. He provides when there is no provision. He just makes things happen because he's your father. He says, being a child of God, just like I was talking about the natural daddies, he's your daddy. I call him my daddy. I want that kind of close relationship. I'm like, Daddy, it's your favorite child. Not favorite, favored, okay? And I need you to listen to me. And of course he listens. He's listening 24/7. But I have to, and so I talk to him like a friend, like a daddy. And I talk to him all day long so then I could hear his voice. Because it's like your friend, when they call, you know their voice. It's like, I know his voice. And it's being led by that Spirit. He'll tell you, turn left here, don't go right. And you're like, oh. And you make a right, and there's a big old traffic jam. You're 2 hours late because you're stuck in traffic. And it's because, ha-ha, you should have turned left. And it's like, later on, you're like, why didn't I make a left? Why didn't I make a left? And I know I've done that. There's times where the Spirit will tell me to do something, and I'm like, that doesn't make sense, And Pastor talked about that there's going to be times when the Lord is going to ask you to do things that don't make sense. And it's when we do it in obedience, and you're going to be, but how do you know it's God? Everybody always tells me that. How do you know it's God? And I said, well, how do you know it's not? it's if it's a good thing, if it's not evil, it's usually God. It's God. I'm telling you, I remember somebody had shared with me, if it's selfish, it's you. If it's evil, it's the devil. And if it's God, if it's good, it's God. So if it's a good thing. So anyway, and so that goes right into my point B, which is another benefit is pleasing God. You please God by being led by the Spirit, by being filled. Who doesn't want to please their daddy? Who doesn't want to please God? And it's right there. It says, be led. You're going to please me. Let's see. Romans 8:8 says, so then those who are led in the flesh cannot please God. Right there, the flesh. Oh, gosh, it's interesting what we can compare the flesh with, sin. But it's as simple as the choices we make daily. And it's funny because Pastor was talking about donuts today. And I used to be a size 24, so I know about the dozen donut eating days. it's interesting because it was so simple what Pastor said, just say no. And don't do it. That's simple. If you know it's not being led by the Spirit, if it's not going to benefit the kingdom, if it's not going to benefit God, if it's not going to do any good, why do it? Why destroy your body, or why destroy whatever you're going to do that isn't according to God's ways? And it's God's ways. And it's like, okay, God, we know what it is. It's the fruit of the Spirit representing all that you want us to do, to walk
in the Spirit, to be led by Him. For every decision you make, every choice you make, I mean, it's just such a blessing. God is so good. You know, I talked about faithfulness and Women of Hope, and I'm trying to be real faithful with my commitments. That's my new thing. It's okay. I practice what I preach. That's my thing. I'm going to practice what I, and so it's funny because I was looking into the outdoor project or whatever fellowship hall we call it, and how much I committed to back in the day. Remember the cards? This is a lot. This was, he brought it back, but there was a long time ago. How much did I commit? And I was like, well, how much did I commit? And I'm like, oh, that's right. I put, wow, that was a lot of money. And I'm like, okay. And so I had paid half of it. I had given half of paid. I had donated half of it. And I wanted to donate the other half. And I'm like, God, but that's a lot of money. How am I going to get it? I was supposed to be paying it every month. And I didn't. I'm going to be honest, I didn't. And I felt convicted that I wasn't living my faithfulness. I wasn't fulfilling my commitment. And I'm a woman of commitment. If I committed, I'm going to do it. And so I just said, well, I want to do it, God, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. You know what? If it's real, if you really want me to give this money, then you're going to give it to me. You're going to make it happen. I'm like, I got a job. Watering plants. hey. And I was just blessed. It came to my bank, and it was exactly, yeah, I'll tell you, $1,000 to water plants two times. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I love it. And I'm like, they just zelled me, and I didn't ask. I didn't ask how much they were going to pay. I didn't even know, And I'm like, and God says, I provided, Lord. Because I had already quit the job. I had worked and then I quit. And I said, no, that ain't for me. It was too far. It was all the way in Canyon Country and all far. It was really far. And so 286 miles I drove. And so for me to drive 286 miles, that's too much for me. That's not for me. I like to be available. That was my thing. I wasn't available. And I like to be available for people. Church texts me, hey, can you go shopping? Sure. Hey, can you come and pick up so-and-so? Sure. Hey, do you need that? Sure. And if I, yeah, I like to be available, honestly. And if I'm driving to and fro, I couldn't be available. But my story is that God is faithful. I mean, God is so faithful, guys. When you are committing to something, you want to please God. I'm not up here propping myself because, oh, look at, no, that's not why I'm telling you the story. I'm telling you the story to tell you how good God is, how God answers prayer. I mean, I'm amazed. I'm still shocked. I'm still like, gee, God. You know, I'm like, wow. And I'm just amazed that God wants you to please Him. And the way you're going to please Him is being filled by the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. And if I didn't hear the Spirit tell me, be committed, be faithful, make sure you know, and if He didn't say, okay, you know, you're going to do it. You're going to get it. And I didn't even think twice. I was like, wow, I got the money, you know, that's how we need to be. We need to be quick with what the Lord tells us to do. Quick, when the Spirit leads us, do it. I'm telling you, you will be blessed. God will just open doors continuously. You know, another benefit is we receive life and peace. Okay, come on. You receive life. Okay, obviously we're all alive, so you have the life. But I'm talking about truly living. Living a life that is, you know, how they talk about life and death. But life, I would say, let your words be life. Live a life willing to please God. But look at right here, Galatians 6:8 says, for he who sows to the flesh, his flesh, will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So as you reap, as you give unto, you know, reap you sow, but it's just saying you will have everlasting life. Romans 8:6, For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Right there. I mean, spiritual minded, thinking like God, letting the Holy Spirit control your thoughts, letting Him control your actions, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. It's like that. I remember thinking this whole walking with the Lord would be boring when I was younger and I was a party girl. You know, I'm like, okay, God, you're up there, I'm down here, I won't mess with you, don't mess with me, it will be aight. You know, I'm serious. I didn't think, I ain't gonna ask you for nothing, so just let me do what I'm gonna do, you know, and I'm like, I'm serious. It's like if he didn't even, like, he wasn't, you know, if I didn't talk to him, I didn't think he could see what I was doing, you know, and I'm like, I was like, I could go do this, and, you know, I ain't calling on him, so he ain't like, all right, I see you, Laura. Oh, but let me tell you, he saved me from some things when I was a sinner. I remember when I was at an AC/DC concert. AC/DC, okay? And I'm like, and I was all, it was a highway to hell. And I'm not kidding. I'm singing this. I'm like, highway. I'm not kidding, right? And I'm not kidding. I heard a voice say, yes, you are if you don't change your ways. Right there in the middle of the concert. And I sat down on my, I just, and nobody knew the song. Nobody knew it. Back in the day, you had to wait to go to the concerts, and after the world tour, then they would release their album, right? So that was back in the day. I know right now they pop the music out right in, you know, on your phone. But back in the day, you had to wait till they did the world concert. It was a big old deal, and that's how you got to the concerts. You would go because you want to hear their new music. Well, nobody knew the song, but everybody was singing the song, knew all the words. How did they know the words to Highway to Hell if they never heard the song? That is the devil, man. I'm telling you. I was like, but of course I was right there. And when I heard, yes, you are, if you don't change your ways, I sat down and my friend's like, what's up? Oh, man. Oh, you know, and I'm like, man, what did you give me? You know, I blamed it on the drugs. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I'm forgiven, all right? I'm telling you, I got some stories. But anyway, I was just, but you know what? The Holy Spirit was, girl, I have a plan for your life. I got a plan for you. And he had a plan from the day I was born. And I knew he did. He did, he had a plan. My mom was supposed to die. She had someone praying for her all through the night. And then the next morning when she said, hey, I want to thank that African-American nurse that was in my room all night praying for me. And they told her, there's no African-American on staff. And she said, what? No, there was a nurse in my room praying with me. And she said, no, sorry. And so my mom told me that it was an angel that spent that night keeping her alive. And so I know that God had a plan in my life. That's what she always just told me. So, mija, I know that God has something planned for you. Be a good girl. Okay, mama. You know, I know, but, and I was a good girl, you know, I was a good girl. I just used to like to, you know, have fun, but in ways of the world. And so, but if I didn't have those testimonies, I wouldn't be like, oh God, thank you for saving me. And you know, oh my God, you know, I'm telling you, let me tell you, I am like, you know, the much is forgiven. I'm that woman that's coming and saying, thank you, God, for all you've forgiven me. Because I know there's a God. I know. If he could change me, there's a God, people. And I tell people, there's a God. He's real. And I'm always telling that God's real. You know, let me tell you, God is real. And it's when we doubt God is real. When we don't understand that he has the Holy Spirit, he's willing to live in us and lead us and guide us. The creator of the universe? Oh, my God, who wouldn't want to have that happening? Who wouldn't want to connect and say, okay, Holy Spirit, let's do this. Come on, show me what to do today, how to do it and what to do, when to do it. And, you know, as you live that kind of life, God promises you an abundance. He promises you to be a child of God. He promises you to have life and peace. Oh, my goodness. You know, and as we're filled, you know, I was going to talk about the different gifts, and I mean, I had all kinds of things going on, and I was like, well, you know, the gifts, they're that's such a too big of a teaching to cover. And I said, but
everybody has a gift. Everybody's gifted. Everybody's talented. Everybody is given an amount of anointing, an amount of what you are to do in this earth. If you were called to be a mom, be the best mom you can be through the Holy Spirit. If you're called to be a father, a husband, whatever you were called to do here on earth, if you were called to be a pastor, if you're called, whatever it is, God wants you to do it in excellence, to the best, being led by the Spirit, allowing Him. If you're called to be a student, if you're called to whatever it is in this season of your life, we have different seasons. And as we go through those seasons, inquire within. Inquire. Ask God, how can I do my best at this role that you have given me, God? And I'm telling you, you know, I had to ask God about, I have four children, and I'm still trying to be the kind of mother that I was when they were little, if that makes sense. You know, when they're little, they need more cover, like, oh, good, what do you need? Oh, you need your jacket? Oh, you want some tea? Oh, whoa, you know. When they're little, you're always, like, trying to watch out for them, what they need, you know, stuff. And as they grow up, you got to let them fly. Go fly, little bud. Go. You know, and and me, I'm a nurturer with anybody and everybody. I want to be everybody, mama. You know, so it's like I love to nurture. I love to make sure you're okay. I love to make sure you have papitas, you know. And I'm like, oh, are you hungry? You know, and oh, you need water? You know, and it's like, okay. And I realized, God, I have to learn how to be a mother of adults. Help me to be the best mother for what my children need now. And so that's what I ask for. I ask for what is needed now. Because what was done 10 years ago isn't the mother they need now. So, and that's the same thing. Even whatever your role is, ask God to teach you or show you or lead you for what it is now, for today. For today is a new day. Today is, you know, every day is a new day. And that's, it's interesting because I always say I'm on the no plan plan. Because I used to be so, oh my God, I was one of those ones that were stick to the plan. Okay, 9 o'clock we do this. 10 o'clock we're going to do that. 11, okay, it's 11:30, excuse me. You know, and it's like, who cares about the plan? Yeah, I mean, you know, we do need order and we need instruction. Yeah, I get it. But we don't have to be controlling. And that's what I was delivered from. Thank you, Jesus. And so, because I realized that, and I can say it. I can say, you know what? I realize. So then people go, but you're like at the other extreme. You're all no plan plan. And I'm like, no, I just say it to keep reminding myself that I can't be so need the plan. You know what I'm saying? And it life works when you let the Spirit lead you. Because if it's what I say, no plan, plan, because it's God's plan. And whatever He has me do, I'll do it. Whatever He asks me to do. And can you say that? Can you say whatever God asks me to do, I'll do it? You've seen me act like a fool. You've seen me. And I do it because God tells me to do it. If I wasn't, not a fool. I cancel those words. I am not a fool. But you know what I'm talking about. And so, but honestly, God asks us to do some uncomfortable things. I remember I had said, God, it's ready to be uncomfortable. Pastor even talked about that today. And it's because we, as Christians, a lot of times we're just quiet and go with the flow and don't rough the waters because we're Christians. But you know what? Jesus was tough. I mean, He turned tables. He didn't just let people walk all over Him. He let people know when injustice was being done. He made sure that He didn't go with the people that were all holy, holy, and in church. You know, He was down out there with the prostitutes and the people that needed Him, that needed to know there was freedom, that He needed to know that with the Spirit, all things are possible. With this, with truly being led by the Spirit, you can do these things. You can do things greater than your ability. Because yes, His ways are higher than our ways. But if He's living in us, then hey, what does that say? You know what I'm saying? Our ways are going to be just as high if He's living in us. And we're allowing Him to be activated, to be led. We're being led by the Spirit. Okay. My D is grow the body of Christ. So being led and filled by the Spirit, these are the benefits. It's being a children of God, pleasing God, receiving life and peace. Grow the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:16 says, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Okay, I got to take a break right there. Every part does its share. Are you doing your share? Are you? I mean, you know, I know we're all called. And pastor's always asking for 2 hours. 2 hours. Just come and help out. There's things to do. We're better together. We can get, you know, this is your church. This is your house. You know, it's not just, you know, oh, it's hard. No, it's our house. It's our church. We need to work together to make it better, to keep it clean, to keep it organized, to have people want to come and feel the peace and feel. And so, you know, right there, it says, does its share, causes growth of the body, growth of the body. Right? Growth of the body. For the edification of itself in love. And my little note says, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. That's NLT's version. But what the Lord is saying is that together, we help each other grow. We keep each other accountable. We need each other. That's what this whole, we're the church, us, the body. We are the body of Christ. And each of us have a part. You know, they said the finger, the foot, you know. But all of us, we're part of his body. And if you're not doing your, then we're not going to be able to move if you're the foot. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be like, come on. You know, so we got to move. We want to go places here. And that's the beauty. God is so good because he has instructed us what to do and how to do it. Be filled with the Spirit and be led. And you're going to help the body grow. What better reason? Help us all grow. I need help. Please. You know what I'm saying? I am one to, please pray for me. You know, and I'll admit it. I have learned to not be phony. No more phony Christian coming out of this woman. I'm telling you, I have learned my lesson. And I used to put a little face, a smile, and all is well, Christianese, you know, and I was like, man, and I was miserable. I wanted to commit suicide, and nobody knew it. Nobody knew it. And I would contemplate suicide on the daily. And I would think of different ways that I could do it and how I could do it. And I wanted to make it seem a way that no one would know it was suicide so that my kids wouldn't be marked with it. Well, hello, if you're worried about your kids being marked with it, why even think about doing it? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, but it's like that was just the depression that was upon me. And I needed deliverance from multiple things. But anyway, that's a whole other lesson. But praise God, God delivered me. I'm so thankful for life. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh, every day I'm like, thank you God for another day of life because of all those years I wasted wanting it to end. And so every day I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm like, God, thank you. I will do what you've asked me. I'll be your vessel. Just send me, God. Send me. God wanted me to remind you that you are unique. There's no one else like you. You were created. You were formed in your mother's womb. You are the only one with your DNA, with your fingerprint. You're the only one. Imagine how special that is. How special you are. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. And he has given you gifts, talents, resources, abilities that only you possess. No one else can do it but you. Think about that. Wow. Wow. And then to have the Holy Spirit's power in you to get it done. If God's asking you to do it, he gives you the strength to do it. He's not going to ask you to do anything that he doesn't give you strength and power to do. That's the blessing. You know, you have so much. God wants you to know that you already possess it all. He has blessed you so you could be a blessing. He wants you to be a blessing. He wants you to be able to go forth and bless others. He's saying, come on, I have given you so you could give. I have blessed you so you could bless. I have allowed you to know things so that you can pray or you can do what I've asked you to do. You know, I know that intercessors, I get discernment. It's called discernment, and it's a gift. The word says it. You know what to pray about, and you just pray. I don't need to go up to the people and say, oh, I remember back in the day when I first got the discernment, and I didn't know. No one ever taught me. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know, and all I knew was my friend was having an affair, and I was like, oh, right? And I went up to her, and I just told her, girl, God just told me you better stop having your affair. Okay, God didn't tell me that. God didn't, you know, why would I do that? Why? You know, I didn't know any better. I didn't know what knowing this meant. I didn't, like, what am I supposed to do with this knowledge, right? Well, don't go up to people and do that, please. If God gives you a word of knowledge for somebody and you know something, he wants you to pray about it. He wants you to help them to know him better. He wants to help you through the Spirit to guide them to him. And if I could go back and it's, you know, of course, we're not friends anymore, and, you know, I can go on. This was years ago, 30 years ago, but I was a baby Christian, brand new Christian, and I was just excited that I even knew that. I was like, what? You know, wow. And it's just when you're learning the process, the Holy Spirit will give you the gifts. And operating in them is, if you don't know what to do, just pray. God will share with you. Because I learned quick. I had to ask, okay, when I get these discernment things, what happens? Just pray. I'm like, oh, why didn't anybody just tell me that? Here I am going up to people. You know, and normally I've learned, I used to be one that gave a lot of advice. And being a wholeness coach, I would always want to give everybody the coaching. Let me help you. Let me help you be healthy. Let me help you be healthy mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Let me show you. And I would over there give them advice. They wouldn't solicit my advice. They didn't want to know. They could care less. And if you're giving them advice that they don't want, you're just... So be led by the Spirit. I say, if they're not asking for your advice, just listen. Just listen. And let the Holy Spirit guide them. And, you know, I just want to make sure you understand that we're all here in this together. And God wants to remind you, we're here to help each other. We're here to help each other. If there's any way that I could help you, I want to help you. I pray for you. You're part of the family of hope. I pray for you. If you're a friend, family, or loved one, I pray for you. I pray for people specifically sometimes if you come to mind. Even your face, I might not even know your name, but I'll say, okay, that person, da, 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 you know, and I pray. But, you know, the thing is that God wants you to know that the way in which you conduct ourselves, the way in which we conduct ourselves, that is the evident if the Holy Spirit is in us, if he's leading us. There's going to be something different about you. People are going to say, like Pastor said this morning, there's something different about that person. You don't have to be preaching, Jesus, he's coming, repent. No, you just have to live a life worthy of your calling. You just have to live a life led by the Spirit. And when you do that, I'm telling you, people will know there's something different, and you'll lead them to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We praise you. We praise you and honor you, God, for this word. We praise you that we promise we will walk worthy of our calling, for we are called to imitate you, Christ, to be led by the Spirit, and to truly be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And as we go forth, we will go forth on fire for you, Lord. People will see the difference in us, for they will know that the Holy Spirit goes before us and that we can do all things through you who strengthen us, that anything is possible for those who believe, God. For you said, ask and it shall be given unto us. Seek and we will find. Knock and it'll be open. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you that you're such a good God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, that you're always there, oh, ready with an open hand. He is saying, what is it that you want, my child? Ask and you will receive. What is it that you want? There's sometimes you don't even know what you want. You just say, oh, God, help me. What do you want help with? Be specific, my child, for I want to bless you abundantly, for the windows of heaven is open for you. But I need to have a place to bless. I need to know where to send this blessing. And so let it fill your heart. Let it fill. What is it that you want blessed? What is it that you want from me? Be specific and ask. You have not, for you ask not. And I promise you this day that I will bless you abundantly. I will give you the desires of your heart as you are led by the Spirit, as you obey, as you listen, as you do. Thank you, Father. We praise you and honor you for this word, God. We just give you all the praise, God, for you are such a good God. We thank you, Lord. We receive what you have for us, God, with open hands. We say thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the abundance. Thank you for the direction. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the guidance. Oh, we just thank you, Father. We praise you in your mighty name, Jesus. Oh, well, you know, I said I had to pray, blow my shofar. So here we go for the victory, because we are victorious. We're going to be victory walking in the Spirit. We're going to go out and people are going to say, "Ooh, look at that girl. She's on fire. Look at that guy. He's burning up." And we're going to show the world that God is alive. Jesus lives in us. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Jesus, and we thank you, Father God. We praise you and honor you, and we thank you, Lord, that we know your word says, not everyone who calls out to my name, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. He's saying right now, only those who will do the will. So, God, we promise we will do your will. We will be led by the Spirit, and we will walk according to your ways. We thank you and praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, everybody, we'll see you Sunday. Remember, oh, gosh, people are our heart. Giving is our generosity is our opportunity. Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to get it. Excellence is our spirit. Yes. And smiling is our favorite. And Jesus is our Lord. Good night, everybody. Hallelujah.